All right, Rabbi, say good morning, good morning. We'll get in a few minutes of Rav Tzadik, for given the fact that Dafid on the base today is a little bit shorter. We can hop around a bit to get back to Rav Tzadik a little bit. So we left off, I believe, in Os Kuf Pei Tes 189, which is the PDF that I sent out last night on the chat. Such a very beautiful piece about Rav Tzadik that actually spans into some of the coming pieces as well. So the Rebbe says, remember, we're following along in the Be'uri HaChassidus, which is that middle section there in Kuf Pei Tes. Shnei Mine HaSagos HaLokos Yesh. There are two different ways in which we perceive and understand the Ribono Shel Olam. It's very beautiful. Yesh HaSaga Achos, Hi Mitzad Hisbonenos Be'etzem HaBriya. One way that we perceive HaKadosh Baruch Hu is through nature. We look at the natural world, we look at creation, and through that we are able to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Sha'adam matchin umakir al yada sheyesh bore the olam. A person looks at the natural world and sees the complexity of the natural world, the beauty of the natural world, and understands, right, that there's gotta be HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right? You travel to beautiful places, you see incredible things, and you're overwhelmed by the greatness of the Ribono Shel Olam. By the way, I want to point out, the Rambam writes in Hilchos Deos, that this is the initial step to creating a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He says, you see, it's interesting, I want to point out something fascinating. Reb Tzadik understands this over here almost like in a more intellectual way. He says, V'zeh nikra hisboninos b'maise bereshis. This is called contemplation in creation. You look at creation, you see the complexity of creation, and it's almost as if you have no choice but to believe that there absolutely is a creator. This is too complex and too tremendous to just be haphazard. There must be a creator. Now, what I want to point out something interesting. So the Rambam writes this same general idea about seeing HaKadosh Baruch Hu in creation. What's fascinating about the Rambam is the Rambam describes it much more almost as like an emotional experience. You see the natural world, you see the beauty of nature, and the Rambam is like, you fall in love with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I just want to point out how fascinating it is that the Rambam describes it as emotional, and yet the Rebbe, right, Reb Tzadik, describes it as intellectual. It would have felt like just the opposite. But both describing this same dynamic. You see the beauty of nature, and you're so overwhelmed by that beauty that you have no choice but to believe that, of course, there is a creator. That's the first level. Vasagashnia, the second level of understanding, he says, Hi misad his boninos ve'etzem han haga ha'al yono. Shemani HaKadosh Baruch Hu es ha'olam. So the second level of understanding, or the second avenue of understanding, Reb Tzadik says, is ultimately, again, this mitzvah, this bonus, but esma and haga al yona, that you contemplate, again, the leadership or the rulership of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world. We'll see what it means in just a moment. V'zeh nikra his bonus b'maisa merkava. Dahainu eich Hashem yisparach kiviyach orochev ha'kal abruim umanik osam. The second part, or the second level of understanding, ultimately is an understanding in HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself, that the Ribono Shel Olam runs the world. In other words, well, so here's the distinction. Avenue number one, pathway number one, is a contemplation in creation. I see the complexity of creation, the complexity of the natural world, and of course there has to be a creator. Avenue number two is literally I contemplate in God himself. There's a divine contemplation. A contemplation in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a thoughtfulness about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and somehow I come to an understanding about God himself. Avenue one is not a contemplation in God. It's a contemplation in creation, which leads me to an understanding of God. Avenue number two is a contemplation in the Ribono Shel Olam himself, which leads me somehow to a deeper understanding of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which then, of course, leads to a connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he says, V'zeh nikra, his bonus b'maisim erkava, da'hainu eich Hashem yisparach kiviyach orochev ala bruim umanig osam. So this is called contemplation Maase Merkava. Maase Merkava, again, we'll discuss this a little bit more. He's using it a little bit differently than the way that it's classically used. Classically, it's used to describe the vision of Yechezkel. Right? See, here again, it's being used. Maase Merkava means literally like the chariot of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Hainu, this refers to how HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes ahead and literally rides on top of, or rules over and leads all of creation. Vehein shtei hamadregos. And the Rebbe says the other way to understand these two levels of comprehension, or of divine comprehension, is Re'iya and Yediya. Re'iya means seeing, Yediya means knowing. So Re'iya refers to coming to an understanding and appreciation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu through Re'iya, through seeing the natural world. I look around, I see a sunrise, I see a sunset, I see the beautiful changing of the colors, I see the mountains, I see whatever, I see the sea, whatever it is. Through seeing things, I come to an enhanced appreciation, understanding of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then there's Yediya. Yediya means an understanding. Somehow, some way, and again, we'll discuss how you do this, I come to a greater level of contemplative understanding of HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself, not through something external to God, but rather through an understanding of the Ribono Shel Olam himself. Now the Rebbe says we'll have to stop over here, but he says Vehein Hamadregos Shel Shalosh HaAvos. So he says something very interesting. He says the Avos Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov, all connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through what we call Re'iya. Fascinating. They all contemplated through HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they all connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu ultimately through seeing the natural world and connecting in that way. O Moshe Rabbeinu, Alav HaShalom. Vehein Shtei Hadragos, Vehein Shtei Hadarkos, Hanis Karos B'Zohar. Parashas Vayarabosei. Okay, you know what? Ayin Shah. So we'll stop over for today. We'll pick up an answer tomorrow and we'll discuss the idea. I kind of jumped down a little bit. But we'll see Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov, the Avos, and Moshe Rabbeinu, all connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're going to see in different ways, utilizing different avenues. The Reb Tzadik is going to posit that the Avos connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through this avenue called Re'iya, the natural world, versus Moshe Rabbeinu, who connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through Yediya, through some enhanced contemplative level of understanding of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, just through pure contemplation of Hashem. The greater definition of those various levels, and ultimately, again, how we reach them, and may I ask Hashem to be continued tomorrow, Bosai, Shkoyach.